Hi everyone, and welcome to the Wednesday Word. I'm Julie, and today, I'm in my car. I'm sitting here because today we're talking about quiet times and accountability. And for me, I don't know about you, but my life is very full of people during this crazy time. I have three teenagers who are at home doing school online, and then I have my husband who is working from home full time. And I just feel like my house is shrinking. There's not a lot of places where I can go where someone's not knocking on the door. And so I come out here to this beautiful spot. It's just a parking lot by some soccer fields. And I have a tree that I like to look at. And sometimes I can only come out here, stop for 5 minutes on the way back from grocery shopping. Sometimes I have an hour that I can come out and just be with God. Either way, being out here by myself, having a quiet time, changes everything for me. And I'm a little obsessed with quiet times. It's something I'm very passionate about because Jesus did it. It says really clearly in the Word that when he was here on earth, no matter what was going on, he took the time to go to a quiet place and spend time with his Father. And so if Jesus did it, that's good enough for me. I've got to do it too. And I will tell you that it can be life altering. I come out here in the worst mood. I get even in the car, just get in the car grumbling and angry. And then I just sit and look at my tree or just look at wherever I can. It doesn't matter where. It doesn't have to be here. Just take deep breaths. Just tell God my problems. Just spend some time with my best friend, the Lord, and everything is different. I've been doing this from when I was 12 years old. My dad was a pastor, and then he started working with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, and God called us to live in Vienna, Austria, which is a neutral country. So my dad could go in and out of Eastern European countries when they were communist and spread the gospel, basically. It sounds very exciting, but when I was 12, all I knew was the life I had in New Jersey. And so I was furious. I was so upset because God didn't call me. He called my parents. And we were ripped away from everything we knew in New Jersey to go live in the city of music. And I look back now and it's hilarious, but at that time it was, my whole world was shaken. And so I decided that I was just angry at God. And I remember a conversation that I had with my dad where I said, he didn't call me. I don't get this. I don't understand this God that you're following. And my dad said, you don't understand? You don't know him? Okay. And he handed me a Bible and a journal and he said, go find out. And those three words changed everything. I still have that diary. And in it, the first entry says, my dad just gave me this diary and I guess I'm going to write in it because I have a lot of things to say. So I just read Mark, which is a great place to start the Bible, the Gospel of Mark, which is Jesus's life pretty quickly told. And it's such a good intro to who he is. And just reading a little bit of it every day and writing down what I had discovered changed everything. The world opened up to me. My perspective shifted. My heart changed. I saw things that I would never have seen with my selfish little 12-year-old eyes. And since then, I can tell when there's been a few days that I haven't spent with God. People around me can tell. We talked a lot recently about the fruit of the Spirit, things like love, joy, hope, peace. These are things that develop when we spend time learning about God's character, when we spend time in his presence, just breathing him in. So today I would encourage you to look at your life and see if there's any way you can find 5 minutes to just go and be with God by yourself. Maybe there's a place in your house that you can be alone. That's amazing. I also would encourage you, as we talk about accountability this week too, that you tell someone you're doing this, that you spend time with someone else that cares about you and you say, I've decided to try this. And you ask each other, well, what did you read? What did you learn? What did God say? Who did you find out God to be today? And it's so helpful to have a support system in that, to keep you going, to help you know the difference between when you've spent time in God's presence and when you haven't. So I just encourage you today to find some time, be quiet before the Lord, and let Him change your life. Thanks for watching.